Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh no, hang on.
That's the... One job.
Let's try again.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans following the dream.
Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hello.
We must it, aren't we?
Well, we haven't yet, because you still get it wrong, Kevin.
Did we get it wrong then?
You get it wrong almost every other week.
Well, how did I get it wrong then? What did I... I said, hello, mate.
No, you didn't, mate. But...
No, he did. It's... Did no. He? Right, okay, come on. Angry DeVito's coming back. Hiya, mate.
Yeah.
Hiya, mate. That's all it is. No. Not hello, mate.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
We'll have T-shirts for this one day when you two can crack it.
Well, excuse me, Andrew.
Yes.
Excuse me. I got it right.
Yes, you did, actually.
It's me.
It's just your co-host that got it wrong.
Yeah.
He's letting you down.
You just can't get the stuff.
You know, the other week we were talking about historical humour that's not funny and, you know, anymore in this modern day and age. Remember that, guys?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, should we apologise now to the future listeners for this show and the jokes and the humour? Because in 10 years, 15 years' time, you're going to have to come back and apologise for everything you've done, because humour will change.
Yeah.
Well, no, you just be cancelled.
But someone will find us, won't they? They'll come and say, Jordan, you said something that was offensive back in 19...
It'll probably be an AI robot in 15 years that will come looking for you.
That's Terminator.
I know. We're heading there, mate. We're heading there.
What have you been up to?
I tell you what. I haven't done anything, but I tell you what I am doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to a pantomime.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Go on, what are you going to see?
Me and... Vicky. Me and Vicky and the kids.
Yeah.
We're going to a pantomime and it's got Les Dennis in.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, no. Careful.
What? What are we careful about?
Think about it, Kevin. What have we got to be careful of?
Les Dennis.
Yeah, but why?
Mentioning Amanda.
By Jove, he's got it.
Are we sure it's a good idea you go in there?
Yeah, but...
If there's one thing you can't do, it's keep your gob shut.
Yeah, but hang on, he's sat in the audience. Yeah, he's not Les!
No, he will, though, won't he? He will. He'll have half a pint of shandy, and he'll be like, Les!
Les, we do an interview!
I like a good pantomime. We were talking about theatre, weren't we, today?
Yeah.
On the way in, we were talking about theatre shows and what we liked. Go on. Theatre.
Yeah, I've been to see a few shows.
Mm.
I went to see Dreamboats and Petticoats in
London. With Scott Brun, of course, yeah.
Yeah, with him.
I did a road trip. Did you go down with Scott for that one? Or did you just go down with friends?
I went down twice because I went down with Scott and then I went with my auntie and my sister.
I went down with some band members from the Rocky Oaky band.
Yeah.
And a couple of other friends. We did a minibus and we went down for a couple of days and we saw Scott. And he was amazing. Honestly.
Yeah, he was.
Proper good. Scott, if you're listening, you were top, mate. And we had a great weekend and we got almost thrown out of the theatre.
Never.
We were taking pictures. We know we're not supposed to, but it was Scott. We're like, no, we're having a picture. We don't care.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, but he was very, very good. I like a good theatre show myself.
I'm not a fan, if I'm honest.
Are you not?
No, I don't. I just
not in
I find
general.
It all a bit cringy.
No.
Do you really?
A bit too showbiz lovey sort of stuff. I don't get it. I don't know. I just find it a bit odd.
I find it...
Does that make sense? People are looking at me like I'm like...
No, I find it... I mean, I work in theatre and stage and whatever, a bit of everything. But when I watch a theatre show, when you end up being immersed in something, when it's people just stood in front of you, I'm amazed by that.
Yeah.
How they can, you know, draw you in. And I was saying to you, John, about Matilda.
Yeah.
Amazing show. Bunch of kids. Mm. Very talented. You know, and you sit there and you're watching it. You just forget you're sat in a room next to a load of people.
You do.
Eating popcorn or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I get that. The only time that would have happened to me, though, is one, pantomime. Because I found that really funny.
Yeah.
And the only other one that I've been to that I really enjoyed was called Avenue Q.
Right.
And it was basically like the Muppet Show
on
stage.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious. But things like Les Mis and all those sort of things, not for me. I just find it all a bit over the top. I don't know, over the top.
I don't know how to describe it, but it can be over the top and it can be overly camp and whatever. But when you start adding in the lights and the things that they make happen, and you think...
While we're on the subject of theatre and stuff, and Andrew's just mentioned Avenue Q, I know what that is. Do you know any idea as to where the names come from, like the origin of it?
Avenue Q?
Yeah.
Well, it was basically a Mickey take of Sesame Street, wasn't it?
Because
they all live on different streets in New York, and Avenue Q is the cheapest, and that kind of fell into the storyline of this play.
Did it?
Yeah. It's basically a very rude Muppet show. Hilarious.
Oh, where can I see it?
Andrew, do you remember a TV show on BBC Two with a couple of BBC comedians, and it was called Stella Street? Please tell me you saw that.
No.
Stella Street was a Mickey take. I think it was John Sessions. Do you remember him, that comedian?
No.
But anyway, a couple of comedians.
Is he not called John Sashes?
Sessions. Oh, right. I was telling you about this before in the car. So right. Stella Street is a famous street, and famous people live there. But it's all these comedians pretending to be actors. So you've got Michael Caine. He's the nosy neighbour. You've got Mick Jagger and Ronnie Wood run the corner shop. You never seen it?
Never.
I shall find you a clip, said you. It's very funny.
You see, I never watch telly, to be honest.
You do?
Well, I do.
Soap operas.
I was going to say, you moan every time there's some football on telly. Yeah.
No, I do. I do watch telly, but I never watch telly I'm meant to watch.
Are you going to bring us up to date with soap operas? What's been going on lately? Well, didn't you have a thing going on about 80s quizzes, 80s movies the other day you were talking about on socials?
Oh, yeah. What's your favourite 80s movie?
Is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have we got to narrow it down to one?
But you just... No, you don't have to.
Can we give a selection?
Yeah.
Highlander.
Eh?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters,
Which one, Andrew?
First one.
Is that the one with the marshmallow man?
Yep.
Yes.
I like that one.
To the Future?
Yes.
All three of them.
There was a car we forgot, by the way, when we talked about cars the other day.
For me, right, the one that let the Back to the Futures down for me was the third one.
They were all good.
Yeah, they were all good.
It was because it was like a country and western, not a country and western, a western, but the way it was like, the story was told, it seemed confusing to me, but that might just be because of my brain damage, I don't know.
You can't blame everything on your brain damage.
I can't, it's a reoccurring theme.
I was going to say, if I had brain damage, I think I would.
I've got a list from IMDb, by the way.
Some
80s movies.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want a bit of a refresher here. So, going in reverse order, most popular, Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah?
Seen it, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
The Goonies.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys!
The Breakfast Club.
Never seen it.
No, I've
not
seen
That's a great movie. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Great movie. Coming to America.
Never seen it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Hello, my people. Airplane movies.
I've seen them.
Which always reminds me of Frank Drebin, Police Squad.
Yes.
That was a great one.
Who?
Police Squad?
No.
No, never mind. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It was about an eccentric man-child, Pee-wee Herman. Trading Places.
Yeah, with Dan Aykroyd and
Eddie Murphy again, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Trading Places.
No.
It's Eddie Murphy, I think he lives on the street, doesn't he, Judd?
Yeah.
And someone in a posh business decides to swap places with him. It's a bit of a... A fairy tale, really. It's quite good. Mm. You need to watch that one. The Shining, 80s film, National Lampoon Vacation. And number one, according to IMDb, is Back to the Future.
No. Yeah. What? Surprised Ghostbusters wasn't in that list.
No, well, not in that.
Is it the IMDb top 250?
The best 80s movies, it says.
Right, okay.
Basically, according to IMDb.
Because I expected The Exorcist to be somewhere.
Yeah, but I think 80s, why, you kind of think of Breakfast Club and Back to the Future, don't you, and things like that. That one you just said is a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, because it might not have even been released in the 80s, but I could be clutching at straws.
No, but you know what I mean? Like popular culture, you know, yeah. When you think of 80s, you don't say, The Shining. I wouldn't.
No.
Would you?
No.
You say Ghostbusters, as Andrew did.
Yeah. You'd naturally go to one that everybody knew, wouldn't you?
I've got an 80s quiz, if you fancy a quiz, gents.
Oh, we love a quiz. Oh, go on, then.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Go on.
What's the name? This is all movies
All right. And
TV fun, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Set in the 80s. Yeah. What's the name of the theme park in National Lampoon's Vacation?
No idea. Never seen
no
it.
No idea.
Anybody want to play along at home? Should we put 10 seconds on the clock or something? Yeah, there. It's Wally World, apparently.
I'd be all right there, wouldn't I?
What fashion item became famous thanks to MC Hammer?
Oh, baggy pants, trousers.
Yeah.
What about an official name?
I think I saw him at G-Mex, as it was in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I went to a museum with him that involved him once.
This is going to be a bad joke. Go on.
I'm very disappointed, though. I couldn't touch anything.
The answer was parachute pants, by the way. What are you laughing at that for?
That's worthy of the joke offer.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
What portable music player lets you listen to tapes on the go?
Go on, Jordan, what's that?
It's not a Walkman, because that's a CD. I don't know.
It is a Walkman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Walkman. A Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
Last one for you, for 80s. You ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of the computer famous for its graphics and games? It was the Commodore 64.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah,
okay.
That one.
So there you go. 80s quiz for you, gents.
Mm.
And you scored nothing.
Oh, hang on.
What have you done?
I have one job to do, but I can't do it this week because I can't see my screen. Okay, right, episode 88 today. Last week, we ended with 27 points to Jordan and 30 to Kevin. What we're going to get today?
Come on, John.
Right. I've been trying new things in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Hang on. I need to compose myself.
Listen.
No, hang on.
Listen.
Oh, God. Go on.
Right, go on.
I've been trying to persuade my girlfriend to sexually stimulate me with a keyring, but she just keeps fobbing me off.
I'm actually crying.
Oh dear.
You're right. In a few years, we'll have to apologise for these episodes, won't we?
Well, okay. I need to say about my girlfriend, Jordan. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend says that she said to me, if you really love each other, a small penis is not an issue in a relationship. But deep down, I still wish she didn't have one.
Jordan, 28 points to 30.
Oh, yeah.
By Christmas, you'll be level pegging.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You didn't even laugh. You didn't even get it. You're still trying to work it out? You going to say goodbye, Jordan?
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.